Don Lucia, head coach of the 2014 U.S. National Junior Team with us. And Don, certainly you've done a lot of things in your career. Where does this rank in being selected to lead the United States in a major international competition?
Well, it's right there, I think, at the top. It's a tremendous honor. I've had the privilege to coach some of the U.S. Under-17 teams in the summertime. It's always been a dream of mine to have an opportunity to coach at the U.S. national team level. And getting the opportunity this year in 2014, just a tremendous honor. There's been a lot of great coaches over the years that have had the opportunity, and hopefully we'll have a great year doing it in 2014.
Well, Don, you've been at this and been highly successful along the way. Your 26th season, your teams have averaged 24 wins a year, which is incredible. Talk about who some of the coaches and people are that have had a major influence on you along the way.
Well, I was fortunate growing up in Grand Rapids that we had tremendous coaches, not only at the youth level, but certainly at the high school, starting with Gus Hendrickson and Mike Sertich, and then Jim Nelson took over, had the privilege to play for Lefty Smith at the University of Notre Dame, and learned a lot of things about the game, but how fun the game needs to be as well. And then getting the opportunity to coach starting in Alaska, you get a chance to do a little bit of everything with an emerging program. And, you know, again, having the opportunity to have some great assistant coaches along the way, I think that's, you're always as good as your staff. And then the opportunity to get involved with USA Hockey and some of those programs of merit in Colorado Springs, getting a chance to go down there. I've spent a lot of time with Lou Vero, and I think Lou Vero's had a lot of influence on me and how you play the game, and again, trying to make it fun, but, you know, trying to play that puck possession. So the opportunity to be down there, a lot of those springs in May and in Colorado, and to have those program of merit was a tremendous boost to my coaching career.
Well, you, of course, were in Lake Placid a year ago for the National Junior Camp. Talk to us a little bit about that experience.
Well, it was a great experience, and, you know, I wanted to be a part of it in anticipation. I might have the opportunity this year just to experience not only the talent pool of the certainly the 94 group, how the camp is run, and how you just go about the selection process along the way. Obviously, it continues into the fall, but just to go through it one time, it's just going to make it that much easier in August when we return.
Well, obviously the team hasn't been selected, so you don't know exactly the personnel you have to work with, but what can fans expect to see on a Don Lucia coach team come December in Sweden?
Well, we're going to want to try to get guys that can get around the rink, make plays, create some offense, have a good transition game. So we want guys that are going to pressure the puck, compete hard on the puck. That's obviously going to be important in a short tournament. You have to have a great goaltender. You know, we'll make sure that we find that goaltender that we need. And, you know, we're going to put together a great staff. Guys that I think the game the same way I do, but have also been involved in big games before in their career.
Obviously, we talked a little bit earlier. I mean, you've had an awful lot of success wherever you've been as a head coach, be it at Alaska Fairbanks, Colorado College, or now at the University of Minnesota. Those are full-season type situations. The World Junior Championships, obviously, two and a half weeks. What adaptations might you have to make in your line of thinking to have success in a short tournament, if any?
You can't be afraid to make some changes along the way. I think when you go into a tournament, you might have a certain line combinations or defense partners or power plays you think are going to work, but then one or two games in, you might have to kind of mix up the batch a little bit again and not be afraid to try some new combinations if they're not working. And I think that has to be our mentality, because it's you're trying to win today. You can't be worried about what's going to happen a month from now, because you don't have that opportunity. So in a quick tournament, you have to play the guys that are playing well.
And finally, Don, not necessarily World Junior related, but from your time growing up in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, till today, things have changed a lot in the landscape of hockey in our country. Can you just reflect a little bit about that and give us some of your observations?
Well, I think for me, growing up in northern Minnesota, you know, grew up on a pond and playing a lot of boot hockey. And I think for me, looking back, hockey was pretty much in Minnesota, Michigan, and Massachusetts. And the change that's happened, I think, with the growth of USA Hockey, the growth of the NHL in some of the southern markets, where now you find that elite players are coming from all over. No longer do you just have to, you know, learn to play the game outside. There's rinks all over the U.S., and all of a sudden now we're producing elite hockey players from California or Arizona or Colorado or Virginia, Florida, Texas, all across the United States. So we're getting more and more players playing the game, and with more numbers, more elite players emerge.
That is Don Lucia, the head coach of the 2014 U.S. National Junior Team. You can follow all the action on USAHockey.com along the way. And, of course, all U.S. games will be broadcast live on the NHL Network in the United States.